Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Sign Today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining me to talk about the big event taking place this weekend, the 70th annual Ossabaw River Canoe Marathon, Steve Souther joining us. How are you, Steve?
I'm great, Kevin. Great to be back with you.
Yeah, glad to have you on with us. And a busy time, I would imagine, for you.
Well, it's a busy time for the whole Ossabaw River Valley, I think. This is one of the biggest weeks of the year, I'm sure.
It is. Something going on just about every day leading up to the big event. And we're going to talk about that a little bit. But I want to talk about something. Last year when we were out there, we saw those big canoes come across just before the first canoe started coming across for the regular race. And that is called what, the Rabaska? Is that right? Rabaska Canoe Race?
Yeah. Well, that's what they're called up in Quebec, are Rabaskas. Folks who are really familiar with canoes in the U.S. might know them as Voyager canoes.
Oh, okay.
And they're 25 foot long and approximately 4 feet wide. Back in the early settling days, exploration days, those large canoes were used to ferry people and supplies around the Great Lakes and up and down our rivers.
Okay.
They've been racing them, though, variations of them, up in Quebec for more than 30 years.
Uh-huh.
And we thought it'd be great to bring that sort of racing to the bigger water here on the Ossabaw. Uh-huh. So last year, several teams came down from Quebec. This year that's happening again. We're adding a team from the U.S. and adding a little bit more racing.
Uh-huh.
They'll be racing on Mile Pond Saturday morning from 10 a.m. till just afternoon, which folks can see from the Mayo Dam and the County Park and Camp 10 Bridge. And then this last year on Sunday, they'll be starting out at Five Channels Dam at about 6 a.m., portaging the dam about 6:30, and then on down through Cook and Foot Dams into the finish line. So for folks who really... These are nine-person canoes. They might have seven paddlers in them for the marathon, but they can get these big freighter canoes, the Rabaskas, Voyager canoes, moving about as fast as a top 10 canoe in the Ossabaw Marathon.
Hmm.
So they really get them cranking,
yeah.
And the teams are very energetic. They make a lot of fun out of it. And folks ought to turn out early, see the Rabaskas, before the marathon comes by.
Exactly, yeah. So come on out, and they'll finish up right where the finish line is, right?
Yeah, they come to a loop down there near the finish line, and we expect them to be down there in Oscoda about 10:30, 11 a.m., and if folks are going to travel to the dams to see the marathon canoes go by, if they turn out about an hour to 90 minutes early, they'll get a chance to see these big Rabaska teams, big Rabaskas portaged over the dams by the teams.
Very good. All right, I'll look forward to that too, because I'll be out at that finish line. I'm looking forward to seeing those come across. Should be exciting before those first canoes start coming in. But we also want to talk about the fact that the canoe marathon's gone high tech. We've talked about it in the past, but very easy to track where maybe a team you're rooting for, or just keep tabs on what's happening with the race. There's several ways that they can keep up with this electronically, isn't there?
Well, a lot of folks see some part of the race. Very few folks see the whole race, and some folks don't see any of the race. And for folks who can't be at Riverside, listening to the radio broadcast of the race and then using the online tools that are available to keep track of what is going on is a great way to follow the race. So tune in the radio to the broadcast, to the reports from the river, then bring up ossabawcanoemarathon.org. We've got GPS mapping and live race results. And for those folks who are on Facebook, we have a very active Facebook page. And wherever we can get good cell signals along the race course, we post live updates. And from those spots where we don't have a good signal, we post nearly live updates.
Yes. Yeah, so, boy, you can stay well informed of where the lead canoes are, where your favorite canoes are, or who might have dropped out early out of the race. You guys have it all right up there. As you mentioned, hear it on the radio, or you can, if you can't listen to the radio, find them online at Facebook, and then also at the website also.
it's a great way to follow along. And whether you can't make it to the river or maybe you're traveling from spot to spot, I know personally I'm listening to the broadcast
sure.
all the time as I'm hopping from one spot to the next.
That's right. Well, it should be a fun weekend. We hope everybody will come on out in one way or the other to follow the 70th annual Ausable River Canoe Marathon. Steve Southern, always a pleasure, Steve, and I'll look forward to seeing you out at many of the events leading up to the big race.
Well, thanks, Kevin. And before I go, I just want to thank you and Carol Broadcasting and Hits FM for all the strong support that you've given to the marathon over the years and the exposure that you've helped provide to the sponsors who helped make this race possible, like Consumers Energy, our presenting sponsor this year.